Blog Talk Radio.
Oh! I know that he is able.
I know that he is able.
And you know what? I keep finding the words to say. You know what I'm saying? Hey, hey, hey.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, let's lift your mouth and just sing God right now. Right where you are, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we enter in this morning, believing and trusting God in all things, for all things. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, enter in
this
morning. Oh, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, God, for another
I will
day.
Lift up my eyes to the hills,
Lord,
from whence comes my help. My help coming from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know your help coming from the Lord? Hallelujah. I don't know where you have your eyes this morning or your ears tuned into, but I want you to know if you just lift up your eyes and see where your help comes from. Your help coming from the Lord our God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We will not allow, he will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Amen. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. Amen. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in. Amen. From this time forth and even forevermore. Come on, let's give God some praise. Let us enter in this morning, believing in trusting God, whatever it is that you're petitioning God to do this day, believe God to do it according to his will and plan for your life. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come seeking thee first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. We come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, oh Lord. Oh, we welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now, that you would just have your way. Open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive you great and mighty, oh Lord, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh Lord, we thank you for new verses. The new grace, oh God, that you afforded to us, oh Lord. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, amen. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you, oh God, it's you that have kept, oh God. It is you that have laid away us. It is you that have healed us up. It is you that have set us free, that we can decree and declare that we are free indeed. It is you that sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for the finished work on Calvary, that we can decree and declare that it is done, amen. Lord, we can't thank you enough. You have 1,000 tons of peace. We still can't thank you enough. But yet still we thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your help, your ever-present help and the help that's on the way. Oh, Father God, as we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, hallelujah, I pray for myself this morning. I pray for my Aunt T. Ruth May, my Aunt Bernadine, my Aunt Eliza J., my Aunt Crescent, my Aunt Vera, my cousin Brenda Gale, amen. Hallelujah, my cousin Bonnie, amen. My daughter Jamil that's on the line today, oh God. Oh Lord, I pray, oh God, for your daughter, hallelujah, Erlina, your daughter Shonda Denise, oh God. And Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you move mighty in our lives and those that we love and concerned about, oh God. And Lord, I pray, oh God, and hallelujah, and I ask you to forgive us, oh God, for all our sins, all our iniquities, all our trespasses, and iniquities, Father God, sins of commission, sins of omission, and any other sins, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, any unknown sins unto us, oh God, according to Psalm 19 and 12. Heavenly Father, we repent right now for all our sins, and we ask you to forgive each of us for all our sins, all our transgressions and trespasses and iniquities, Father God. It's to cover them with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Amen. We ask you to do this, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9 and John 14 and 14, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we pray right now, hallelujah, that you will give each of us all these things according to John 16 and 23. And we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to do all these things that we ask of each of us according to John 14 and 14. Father God, we ask that you release your warring angels to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered. As we enter in this morning, we enter in with all faith, believing that our prayers will not be earthbound, but that will send into the supernatural. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, right now for answering prayers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is you that go before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for your protection. Amen. We thank you for your hand of protection right now that surrounds us and those in our family. We thank you that there should be no perforation or penetration to these hands of protection. Shout glory. We bless your name, God. Oh, Father God, we're so thankful for the blood of Jesus, knowing that it cleanses us from all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1 and 9, it allows us to come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. According to Hebrews 4 and 16, we're thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that protects us, that cleanses us, that heals us, that delivers us, that sanctifies us, that redeems us, that justifies us, and makes all things new. Amen. We declare and declare that we walk in newness of life. Amen. That the old man and woman have passed away and the new has come. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We give our life as a living sacrifice, as a sweet savor aroma unto you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, your word says that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. According to Matthew 16 and 18, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind all evil, wicked, demon, lies, unclean, tormented, demonic spirits, strong man in the hell. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind them in our presence. Everyone that we'll pray for today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we loose them to go where Jesus Christ sent them, and we bind them and command them to stay there, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. We draw the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over our homes according to Exodus 12 and 7. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every door and window of our homes. Amen. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all the contents of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all who enters in and exit our homes. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for our homes and the blood that covers them. Amen. My Lord, my God, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over us as witnesses for who, wherever we go. Amen. A city on a hill that cannot be hid. We will not hide our light under a bushel, but we will let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify you, Heavenly Father. We will give light to all those in our homes and our surroundings according to Matthew 5, 14 through 16. Thank you, Lord God, for our ministries in the blood of Jesus Christ that covers them. Amen. My Lord, my God, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our businesses and our jobs. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our finances and possessions. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our bills, our checking accounts, our savings accounts. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all our possessions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and everything we have and everything we will have in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, because it's you that have blessed us. But you are Jehovah Tower, our provider, that all our needs are met and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare with the blood of Jesus Christ is applied. Satan can't enter. Amen. According to Hebrews 10, 4 through 23. And we confess now that Jesus is Lord over our families, our churches, our finances, our businesses, our jobs, and our possessions. No sickness, not poverty, not death, not problems, but Jesus is Lord over our families and our lives, and where the power and the presence of Jesus. Sickness, poverty, problems, and death can't remain. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we're so thankful. We're thankful for so many things. We're thankful that your word is true and established in heaven. According to Matthew 24 and 35, that your mercy endures forever. According to Psalm 118 and 1, that your grace is sufficient for us. According to 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, for your angels and for your protection, oh God. According for the Psalm 91, for your salvation, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, according to Revelation 21 and 27, that everyone in our household are saved according to Acts 16 and 31. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, for your righteousness that's important to us according to 1 Corinthians 5 and 7. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, 5 and 21. We're thankful for your Holy Spirit. Inward witness, the counsel of the Lord according to Proverbs 20 and 27, that you sanctify us daily in your word, according to John 17 and 17. Hiya. Oh Lord, we thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding, according to Philippians 4 and 7. We thank you for every battle and every problem we face, knowing that the battle is an opportunity to cause our revelation knowledge points to become one solid rock, that the gates of hell can't prevail against us. Each and every battle is an opportunity for us to take root so we can bear fruit. Amen. We know that the trying of our faith turns into patience, causing us to form into perfect men and women, wanting nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you that we can ask you for whatever we will, and as long as we are connected to the vine, we have the petition as we ask for it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for your provisions as you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you for divine prosperity, Lord. We thank you for healing past, present, and future as you are Jehovah Rapha. Thank you for divine health. Thank you for physical and spiritual hearing, seeing, feeling, smelling, and tasting. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God, for all your creations that we take, hallelujah, so much of granted for the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, oh God, to remain humble, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present with us always, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the gifts of the Spirit, of the words of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, workings of miracles, prophets and discerning spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues according to 1 Corinthians 12, 8 to 10. My Lord, we thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control according to Galatians 5 and 22. We thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being the wonderful counsel, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, according to Isaiah 9 and 6, the way, the truth, the life, according to John 14 and 6, the light, according to John 8 and 12, the door, according to John 10 and 9, the bread of life, according to John 6 and 35, the good shepherd, according to John 10 and 11, amen, the redeemer, according to Psalm 78 and 35, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, according to Revelation 19 and 16. Heavenly Father, we praise and we thank you for everything you've done, and for everything you're doing, and for everything that you're going to do. We bless your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Heavenly Father, we know that our battle is not with flesh and blood, but against all principalities, against powers, against the rules of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, we put on each of us the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. Having done all to stand, we will be strong in your, in you, Lord God, and in the power of your might. According to Ephesians 16 to 13, we have Christ in us, the hope of glory, according to Colossians 1 and 27. So we shall prevail, because the battle is already won. It is not ours, oh God. It belongs to you, according to 1 Samuel 17 and 47. And we just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you, Father God, on our side, Lord, he come our shepherd, where would we be right now, God? But we thank you, Lord God, that you're always with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, even right now, God, that you're doing new work in us right now, that anything that's not of you, oh Lord, let it be uprooted right now and taken out and cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If any of us are dealing with any unforgiveness, oh Lord, help us on today to release the grace and mercy, because you've given it to us, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, I pray that our path is like the shining sun and not of darkness. For your word says, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know why they stumble. According to Proverbs chapter 4, 18 through 19, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. According to Psalm 119, 105, Lord, you have created a clean heart in us. You have renewed a right spirit within us, and we thank you. You have made all things pass away and all things are new, and we thank you. You didn't cast us away from your presence. You didn't take away your Holy Spirit. Amen. From us, oh God, when we failed you. Hallelujah. For your mercy endures forever. You restored us to the joy of your salvation. According to Psalm 51, 10 through 13, your joy is our strength. According to Nehemiah 8 and 10, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, come on, come on, baby. Let's shout glory. Hallelujah. To the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen. The Creator and the Author of our faith. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, Shit. Come on now. Oh, Lord, anoint our mouth, our ears and eyes. That we will hear with new ears, see with new eyes, and speak with new tongue, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, increase the anointing that's on our life. That our hair lack no oil. And our garments to remain white. As we enter in this morning, touching and agreeing in all faith, we pray for those in our family, oh God, that this very day and hour, that they will have the opportunity, oh God, to come to you, oh God, that you will call them nigh unto you this day and this hour, that they will receive the gift of salvation. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that they will no longer be deceived and blinded by the evil one of this world, oh God. And, Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us not be tempted, oh God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, to the conversations of things of this world, of people, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, help us, Holy Spirit, to remember that we're more than conquerors, that Jesus conquered the world, because great is he that's in us and he that's in the world, that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, that abides in us and we abide in him. So we have the resurrection power to arise over the devil works. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you our feet, oh God. We give you our hands, oh God. We give you our mouth, oh God. Use us how you see fit. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ. And I will with your will, Heavenly Father. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack on our bodies and mind. And those in our family that are dealing with any type of sickness, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for healing. Thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you for your healing anointing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We decree that our cancer has no way in us. Hallelujah. Diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, COPD, heart problems. We decree that they have no way in us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Arthritis, crippling and arthritis. We command you to cease your work, to die at the root and cut out of us. You have no right to us. We are children of God, washed by the blood, cleansed and made new by the blood of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare we are healed. We are delivered and set free. And Lord Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy God, Shama, they hear you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, help on today, oh God. Lord, for you know all things are in your hand, Father God. Before we can even speak, oh God, your word said, oh God, that you already hear us, oh God, because you know the heart of man. And your word said, Father God, yet while we're still praying, you're already answering, oh God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let it be done, oh God. Let this be the appointed time, oh God, that our breakthrough come and our healing. Let this be the appointed time, oh God, hallelujah, that the breakthrough come in our marriages, oh God, in our finances, oh God, hallelujah, in our relationships, oh God, on our jobs, oh God. Let this be the set time, the appointed time, oh God, that we receive, oh God, breakthrough in our peace and our joy, oh God. Let restoration come on, Lord. And Father God, we just want to say thank you as we open up ourselves to receive on today. We thank you for your word, for we know your word is true, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word. As we read your word this morning, oh God, open up our understanding that we may live a life, oh God, that we may apply it, your word, to our life and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Father. And Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, let the scripture take root and manifest in us all. hallelujah, be impressed on our hearts and mind, oh God, that we will be doers of your word and not just readers and hearers. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for it all. Father God, I ask that your blessings that are going and coming on today, those of us that are traveling or will be traveling, oh God. Lord, I ask that you go before us, preparing the way of God, making every crooked path straight, uprooting every plot of evil, every plot, plan, agenda that the enemy has set up to ruin this day. Let it be uprooted and destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. And I thank you for, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every family member and loved one. Hallelujah. Church family member and friend. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over our homes and all that's in our homes. Every vehicle, form of transportation we may enter into today as a driver or a passenger. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place. Everywhere our feet may tread and everywhere our head may lay. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn, and we thank you for, Lord, for this is the heritage, the servants of the Lord our God, hallelujah to your name, Father. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be purged out the land. Oh, Lord, bless the land of Jerusalem and its people, and we thank you for it all, hallelujah to your name, God. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, as we call upon angels, oh, Lord, that you will, hallelujah, that you will send your angels, oh God. We call upon angels right now, Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Raphael, Shirvan, Sifrim, thrones, principalities, virtues, Corinthians, hallelujah, dominions, powers, and the thousand legions of angels to surround our homes, our families, our life, our marriages, amen, our peace, our children, our finances, our business, our family as a whole. God, please shine your holy light upon us. Cocoon us in your holy light, ensuring nothing evil, bad spirits, or anything negative comes near us. Amen. Encase us, every member of our family, in your holy bubble of light. Archangel Michael, dig your holy sword into our home, encasing it with God's powerful protective light, and ensure that which comes from God comes through and nothing else. We ask the four archangels to be in every room, and each archangel to face the north, the south, the east, and the west. We are open ourselves only up to God, amen, hallelujah, and receptive to God and nothing else. We thank you for all you have done, Father God, for us, and we love you. We decree and declare that we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, amen, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right where you are. Come on, family. Open up your mouth and just thank God if you receive that prayer for yourself. May it be done unto you according to your faith and all that's in your home. And all that you love and concerned about, amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Because he is worthy of all praise. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, God. Welcome, family. Welcome. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I thank God for all that's on the line today. We're back in position. I do apologize for last Saturday if I was vacationing out of the city, but we just thank God that we are all back here together again and just thanking God for doing it. Amen. One more time.
Amen.
Keeping us. Hallelujah, God. So, again, I'm so grateful to be here. God bless you. I'm going to welcome everyone today. I'll call your name as we usually do. Want to know how you're doing and how you been. Want to start off with Aunt Bernadette. Good morning, Aunt Bernadette. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to you and to everyone that's on the line. In the holy, mighty name of Jesus Christ, I am thankful.
Well,
another day to hear your voice. I love you, love you, love you. Amen.
Hey. Amen. I love you too, Aunt Bernadette. So glad to hear your voice. I'm just so grateful to log on to the line this morning and see and you are all online, ready in position. God bless you. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning and welcome, A-Class, and God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. I thank God for waking me up this morning, closing my right mind. Glad to hear your voice back on the line. Say good morning to my family and hope everybody's doing well. Love to hear your voice. I'm glad we're back on the line this morning. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Ain't Clancy, we love you so much, and it's so good to see you on the line. I saw you was right behind in front of things this morning. I said, there go my Ain't Clancy. Hallelujah,
Lord.
So it's so good to be back in position and to hear your voice as well. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. My daughter Jamel is on the line. God bless you. Welcome, Jamel. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good this morning. Thank God for waking me and my family up this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you. So good to have you on the line in position, woman of God, and position yourself to receive from God, coming and walking in expectation and waiting on God to do it in peace and joy and worship and praise. God bless you. I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Cousin Brenda Dale and 18 Ruth and A, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how you been?
Say good morning, Mother. Tell everybody good morning.
Good morning.
That's your family?
Good morning, sister. Good morning, sister.
And your sister Classy. Say good morning, Classy.
Good morning.
Good morning, sister. All right. Thank God for you.
Tell
him. How you doing? How you
doing,
sister? Yes, Lord, what a God. What a good God.
A lot of static. Good morning, family. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Up this morning, we're doing good.
Good.
To God be the glory. We love you, family. We thank God for you.
Love you too. Yes.
Amen. We love
thank
you, folks.
You.
Thank God for you. So good to see both of y'all working line this morning. And we thank we ask for God to continue to bless you and keep you both. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Avery, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Good morning. Good morning, Mama.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're doing good. We're doing good. Oh, something real noisy. Just a
hold on. Let
morning.
Me just close everybody line because I'm not sure who line it is or where it's coming from. So give me just a moment. Let me shut everybody line up and I'll go one by one. Since I don't know who line it is. Amen. God bless you. Welcome, Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera. I hope that's better for us all.
Yeah, that's better. Mama, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. So good to hear y'all both on the line this morning. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. And we just thank God for you. Yes, back in position. Back in position.
Oh,
we thank
good.
God for position. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you both. We love you so much. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good. I've been great. Good hearing you again. Missed you last week, but I just sitting here thinking about how awesome God is and how he's keeping us and blessing us.
Yes,
I woke us
Lord.
Up to,
yes,
to see a brand
yes.
new day. And he's given
thank
us strength to get up this morning, walk about and do our whatever we have to do. And then we got the function of our body. We can hear, we can see. We are absolutely
yes,
blessed.
Lord.
And I'm thinking about the goodness of God because he doesn't have to do it. He has my all Lord. Power in it. So, and he's keeping us for a reason.
Yes.
Glory that we're here right now. And it's a blessing to hear everybody on the line. And just to hear everybody, it's a wonderful thing to be able to hear.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah,
so. Come on.
Anyway, thank God for everything. Everything. Because he is everything. So thank God.
My Lord, my Lord.
Yes, and amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you so much. It's so good to hear your voice. Amen. I'm just so grateful, you know, and like you were saying, just when you take the time out to realize God didn't have to do it, but he did it. Amen. Because all power is in his hand. If God be for you, and that makes me go back, if God be for you, who can be against you? Because he has the whole world and he created all things. Amen. He has the final say. So we just thank God, and I thank God for you, and that God will continue to bless you and keep you in a mighty way, because he is almighty God. Amen.
Yes.
So God bless you. We love you so much, Cousin Arlene. So good again to hear your voice. Love you, love you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Father God, we thank you. Amen. Amen. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I am grateful. I am so happy to be on this call. I know now how it feels when you dialed and nobody's there. I said, oh, God. But I was celebrating another year. I'm so thankful. And Tavonika, I just love you. I just thank you for what all you do for this family. Good morning, family. It's so good to hear my mom, my aunts on this call. God is so awesome. He is so good.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He got it all. There's not a word to describe how good God is. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And we're getting
yes, Lord.
Older. Many of us, you know, we're getting older. Most of you are a little bit older than me, and then my daughter's behind me, so I'm a lot older than her. But I just thank God that I'm still here. Amen. And I look forward to getting to that age and still being able to praise God and know who I am and who I belong to. Amen. And holding on to the good news, which is the gospel. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. We love
Glory
you so much,
God.
Cousin Sean Denise. Good Sean Denise. And we're praying for you and your children and your grandchildren. And know that, hallelujah, that we are always here for you. And we love you so, so very much. We can't say it enough.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. I believe my mom this morning says she's on a different number, so maybe this is the number, I don't know. So, good morning, Mama, welcome, glory to God. Carolyn, how you doing, Mama, and how you been?
Good, blessful morning.
Mama.
I am on a different line.
Mm-hmm.
My sister would not let me dial this morning, but good morning from Houston, Texas to Louisiana. I'm doing good.
Amen.
Guess what? I'm walking, and I'm still here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing but God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Enough to shout and dance. Hallelujah. Knowing that God has kept you. Amen. God has kept us. I don't take the line for granted. Every time I have an opportunity to get on the line and I see and hear your voices, knowing that God has kept us. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God while we're still here and have a chance one more time, giving God all praise, glory, and honor. God bless you, Mama. We love you. I love you. We thank God for you so very much. Amen. I was in the car with my girls last night. We were talking about something, can't remember, but I kept saying, I love my mama so much. That's my mama. But anyway, I just want to tell you that I love you so much. God bless you. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Mama. Amen, amen. Ain't Elijah Jane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. Good morning. Good to hear you back. I hope you had a good birthday, good vacation.
Yeah.
Missed you, and I'm doing well, and I'm thankful to be here on this nice, sunshiny day. And all this rain has passed by, so I'm thankful. I thank God for how I am and who I am.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. And Eliza Jane, we love you so much. Amen. And we just pray God will continue to be your strength, be your truth, be your way in life. Hallelujah. We can't tell you enough how much we love you, how much we need you, and we appreciate you. God bless you. Hallelujah, God. Amen. I'm so grateful, family. I'm just in a place of gratefulness, just thanking God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, Cousin Kim. God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
Well, good morning, my beautiful family. I hope and pray that all is well with everyone. Tyronica, glad that you had a wonderful birthday. And Minister Sharon and I are sitting here at Whataburger eating breakfast. So glory to God. Thank God for such a beautiful
glory to God. Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. So good to hear your voice. Lord, and God has kept you. Amen. We thank God for you, Cousin Kim. You're such a blessing and light to this family. And I pray God will continue to increase you in his goodness and favor and wisdom and knowledge in his word. Hallelujah. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah, God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And how you been?
I'm blessed and been doing good, been keeping warm, and God been good to us, and all the family's doing well. And we miss you very, 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 very much. I'm glad you had a nice time for your birthday and vacation. And I want you to have many, many more. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We love you so much, Cousin Dorita. It's so good to hear your voice, and it's so good to be back in position. Amen. And I just thank God for you. Know that we love you. Hallelujah. And God loves you more. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Again, it's so good to be back in position. I know some of us missed Saturday before last, because I said it would be a recording, but God had me to be in position the weekend of my birthday. So we were on the line that Saturday. It was just last Saturday that I was not online. God told me just lay and rest that day. So I took directions and instructions that I laid, and I rest. So I thank God for the rest to be restored and refreshed, to come back ready to be in position for the long haul. Amen. Even Jesus and his disciples, they would say, stole away for a little while for a time of restoration. So I thank God for being back in position this morning. I feel good. I feel great. Pain-free. Amen. I was telling my husband that. I said, oh, I feel so good. I'm saying, I'm pain-free. I didn't have to take anything for the pain, for the sciatic nerve and all that. I said, I am just good, and God is moving and working in me. You know, when you stand in the place of faith and trust God, you know, one moment we go, oh, I'm feeling good, but I know it's going to start back up. Don't speak it. The enemy wants you to speak he wants you to speak those things over yourself, but speak the word of God and decree and declare that you're healed, that you're set free each and every day, and it'll come a day that you're like, wait a minute. You say I'm hurting, and then you realize I'm not hurting at all, because you get so used to saying it, and then you realize I'm not even hurting, but I'm still speaking I'm hurting because I'm so used to hurting. I'm expecting hurt. I'm expecting pain. But expect, amen, that release. Respect the healing. Expect to be set free from every ache, pain, and discomfort, and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. How can I say that? Because I've experienced that while I was going, oh, I'm hurting. And then I realized one day I wasn't hurting. I was just so used to saying I'm hurting. The pain was gone. I had to create a prayer for you today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the enemy will not deceive you with the old work. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He got to come up with something new. And even with that, you got the power and understand and know that you can decree a thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it shall be established in your life. And we just thank God for it. Amen. We thank God for it all this morning. We're going to have our scripture reading. Amen. And then we're going to have our prayer petition. Remember, if you don't have a particular prayer petition, just say amen. And we just allow the Holy Spirit to move and lead us and guide us in prayer and what we should pray. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, our scripture is coming out the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. That's Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. Hallelujah. I'll give everybody a chance to get there so we can read it together this morning. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be coming out the New King James Version of the Bible. Amen. And again, that is going to be Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. Amen. I want to make sure I didn't forget about anyone. Phone number is 318-757-4597. Did I forget you? Good morning. Welcome.
No, that was my number. I had to call back. I got disconnected. This ain't class.
Okay. Hey, class. Okay. God bless you. Amen. Just wanted to make sure I didn't forget anyone on the line. I saw that number pop in there. Okay, God bless. Amen. Okay. So the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 14 through 16, it says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession." Verse 15 says, "So we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." Verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." What is
Thank
the Bible
you,
saying? Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can shout right now, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God, because we can come boldly to the throne room of grace, and we may obtain mercy, hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and find grace to help us in the time of our needs. When we look at these scriptures this morning, family, as understanding Christ is greater than the Old Testament priesthood, and he was tempted in all ways when he lived on this earth, amen, but he overcame all, and because we are in Christ and Christ is in us, we're overcomers. We have what we need to overcome any obstacle in this life, amen. So when we look at verse 14, understanding Christ is superior to the priest, and his priesthood is superior to their priesthood. So to the Jews, the high priest was the highest religious authority in the land. He alone entered the most holy place in the temple once a year to make atonement for the sins of the whole nation. We see this in Old Testament in Leviticus 16. Say, like the high priest, Jesus mediates between God and us. His humanity is representative, you all, a family. He intercedes for us before God. We have a chief intercessor, amen. So as God's representative, he assures us of God's forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Jesus has more authority than the Jewish high priest, because he is truly God and truly man, amen. Unlike the high priest who could go before God only once a year, Christ is always at God's right hand interceding for us. That's a reason to shout, family. He is always available to hear us when we pray. Verse 15, when we look at verse 15, Jesus is like us because he experienced a full range of temptations throughout his life as a human being. We can be confident knowing that Jesus faced temptation. He can sympathize with us. We can be encouraged knowing that Jesus faced temptation without giving in to sin. He shows us that we do not have to sin when facing the seductive lure of temptation. Jesus is the only perfect human being who ever lived. When we look at verse 16 here, hallelujah, prayer, as we come here in prayer every Saturday, amen, hallelujah, when we kneel down to pray, when we get on our face, amen, hallelujah, and pray, prayer is our approach to God, and we are to come boldly. See, family, some Christians, they approach God meekly and with heads hung low and afraid to ask him to meet their needs. See, others pray flippantly, giving little thought to what they're saying. See, come with reverence because he is your king. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the, hallelujah, the author and the finisher. I want us to understand that. But also come with bold assurance because he is your friend and counselor. My Lord, my God, I pray that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. Hallelujah. Mm. And I pray that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen, amen. I pray that the scripture bless your soul this morning. Hallelujah. God bless your family. At this time, we're going to take our prayer petition. Amen. We're going to start with Aunt Classy. I'm making sure we got Aunt Classy back on the line. Aunt Classy. Not in class, I'm sorry. Aunt Bernadine, God bless you. Go ahead. Just give the system a little bit of time. The system was
you call Class's name or my name?
Aunt Bernadine,
I'm sorry, Aunt Bernadine, God bless you. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. And I'm praying for everyone that's on the line and just for family and for my cousin, Claude Timmons. He's 89 years old today, and they're having a little cake and ice cream. And I'm praying for him. Be doing all right. And just for the whole world. And I'm so thankful for everybody. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the life, health, and strength of our Aunt Bernadine, oh Lord, and all that she's concerned about, every family member and loved one. Lord, we pray your hedge of protection around us all, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that your peace reign in every area of our lives, oh God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for our cousin this day, oh God. Our cousin called Timmons, oh God, we pray, oh God, as you have blessed him with 89 years, oh God, that you will continue to be his strength, be his truth, be his way, be his life, oh God. Lord, we pray for a greater understanding, oh God, of your word in his life. And we just want to say thank you. We pray for long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life for our family member. And we just want to say thank you for it all. We bless your holy name. Father God, I ask in your blessing that you will bless your daughter Bernadine, oh God. And in your multiplying, oh God, multiply her with our favor and thy goodness and protection. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Aunt Bernadine. We love you, and we thank God for you. Amen. Aunt Classy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm asking prayers for the faith, the service in the faith family. We had death in our family. My daughter, she always says she don't like for me to say her stepmother. But it's my daughter, Gwendolyn Sir. They'll be having a funeral Saturday. I'm asking prayers for that whole family. I'm asking prayers for Bishop Timmons today. And thank you for everything. God bless you.
Amen. And did you say the faith family or the faith family?
Sisters and the faith family, yeah.
Amen. Father God, we come lifting, we come touching and agreeing this day with your daughter, oh God, as we lift up every family member, oh Lord, that have lost their loved one. Lord, we pray, God, of all comfort, that you would comfort that family, oh God. Oh, Jehovah Shalom, we call
please
upon
Lord,
you right now and peace
Lord.
Reign of that family. Oh, Lord, for we know it, and so we, that they will know and understand, oh God, truly understand to
amen.
Be absent from the body and to be present with you, oh God.
Amen.
That there's no
amen.
More suffering,
yes,
oh God, no more tears, no more sorrow.
Thank
oh, Lord, we
Lord.
Just want to say thank you, Lord, for the joy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let that be a celebration, oh God, amen, of their life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we bless your holy name, oh God. It's our prayer that when we come, oh God, and we stand before your presence, oh God, on that day, that you will look upon us, oh God, and say, hallelujah, job well done, my good and faithful servant.
Yes.
And Lord, we just want to say
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, for we understand that we're just
thank
passing
you,
through here, amen, in the mighty name of
yes,
Jesus
yes.
Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us to hold
oh, yes.
on to your everlasting hand, oh God. And
oh,
we just
yes.
want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you
thank
continue
you,
to be their strength, oh God. Continue to be their will, God.
Thank
Lord, we
Lord.
Pray that even right now, in this time of loss, that they will seek you even more, amen, that they will find
oh,
you,
yes,
amen,
yes.
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, why they still can. And Lord, we just want to say
yes,
thank you. Lord,
yes.
we pray the strength, oh God, and the peace of your daughter, Classic. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to heal, oh God, deliver and set her free of anything that's
yes,
not of you,
yes.
oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she will not be deceived by the evil one, amen. Hallelujah,
yes.
that she will speak your
yes.
word, oh God, with the power and the confidence in the Holy Ghost, that she will operate with the
oh,
fruit
yes.
of your spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, we decree
yes,
that so. She will not be denied. She will not take any counterfeits or substitutes, and understand and know that she's
yes.
co-out to the kingdom, amen. My Lord, my God,
yes.
and it's nothing that the devil can
thank
do with her. Hallelujah, to her any ties. Lord, your word says
yes.
that no one should be able to snatch us out of your hand, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, I'm thankful, God, for holding on to your daughter, and she will not
thank
be snatched
Lord.
Out of your hand. My Lord, my God,
yes.
we just want to say thank
please
you
Lord.
That we can decree and declare on today
Lord.
That it is done. And it's in Jesus Christ's
yes.
holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen,
yes.
and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you
thank
so
you,
much.
Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Glory
Lord,
to
Jesus.
God.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless
yes.
you. We love
yes.
you so much, Aunt Classy. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank
amen.
You.
You're welcome,
thank
God. We
thank
you, Father. Amen. Janelle, God bless
thank
you. Go ahead.
You.
Lord.
Can you hear me,
ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to pray for my husband's Aunt Faye, that she has a speedy recovery, and also
yes.
for my friend Kenyon, that God, that all her prayers are answered, and that she is
Amen.
Led by God to make the right decisions in her life.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come to see, oh God, on one accord with combined faith with your daughter, Jamil. And Lord, as she has lifted up, oh God, her husband, I say, oh God, we pray, oh God, for a speedy recovery. Lord, we pray for healing right now, amen. Lord, that healing spring forth speedily in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you restore to the days of her youth, oh God, amen. In the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
Father
yes,
God,
yes,
we just want to say,
yes.
We declare and declare victory
thank
over
you,
her
Lord.
Life
thank
right
you.
Now. We declare and declare that she is healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare great
thank
testimony
you,
being birthed. And right now, as we're praying, oh God, believing and trusting, oh God, for a miracle of healing in her body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we lift up tongue on today, oh God. Lord, we pray that you would guide and lead her according to thy Holy Spirit, oh God, that you would answer her prayers according to thy will, oh God. And Lord, for we know, oh God, that you have a plan, hallelujah, to give her an expected end, oh God. And Lord, we pray that you would lead and open up doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will operate with godly counsel and your godly wisdom, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare all
you,
is well. All is well with your daughter, Jamil, and her home. And Lord, we pray that you would bless our finance and possession, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would command the increase and make it more than enough. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you'll make a good steward of our finances and possession. Lord, we pray that you will open up doors, God, for job opportunities. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that she would truly be blessed, that she would truly be able to use the gift that you have placed in her, oh God. Oh, Lord, that it would exude out of her, oh God, that all would know, oh God, that she is your servant and she has been sent by you. Oh, Lord, let your glory be seen in every area of her body, every part of her life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray for the
yes,
strength,
ma'am.
Oh God, your strength for our husband, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would bless him, oh God, with new eyes, new ears to hear, eyes to see, and
yes,
a tongue to speak your word. Oh, Lord, in his
yes,
quiet
Lord.
Time, oh God, when he's alone, oh God, that you will speak to him, and he will understand and
yes.
know what you're saying, and he will be obedient to your will, that he will hearken,
yes,
oh God, to your instructions. And it's in Jesus'
yes.
name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen,
the glory.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
God bless you guys. You're welcome. We thank God on today for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer petition is for my mom, that God will continue to bless her and keep her. I
yes,
truly
Lord.
Thank him that she's still eating well, got a good appetite,
yes,
able to chew
yes.
her swallow her food, and I sincerely thank God for this prayer line. This prayer
yeah.
line is so special and so dear to me. And just to think about, I mean, the goodness of all of this, just for us, through you.
Yeah.
I have never, ever, I've been in church all my life, never, ever heard no minister, no deacon, nobody pray like you pray. Pray like you pray.
Yes.
So I pray for you.
Amen.
I thank God for this family. I thank God for this prayer line. It has made such a
thank
difference
you.
In our lives. We are better people. And God just
thank
continues
you.
To pour his blessings on us and just make us better and better and better and give us that genuine love.
Yes.
For each other and
yes.
everybody that runs from heart to heart and breast to breast. To God
yes.
be the glory.
Yes.
I praise God for you.
Amen.
God for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we just
thank
want to
you,
say thank you, Father God.
Lord, we thank you, oh God, for you have blessed us, oh God. Lord, you have given us this line, oh God, this avenue, oh God, to receive. We thank you, Lord God, that you have allowed, oh God, you have set a time, oh God, for us to come aside and receive from you, Father God. So we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your plan, oh God, amen, to give us an expectancy, you know, even on this line, oh God, all that you're pouring in, all that you're giving, oh God, all that you've done, all that you're doing. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. We declare and declare your goodness on this line. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence, that every time we show up, you're already here waiting on us, your children, oh God, to do a new work in us, oh God, to show us your hand in our life, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you've established, hallelujah, this line for this family, oh God, and we just want to say thank you for the prayers that our mothers prayed, our grandmothers prayed, our great-great-great-grandmothers prayed, and our grandfathers prayed, oh God. We just want to say thank you, hallelujah, because of their prayers, oh God, you have done it all for us, oh God. You've established us in this time, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father God, we come on one accord with your daughter this day, oh Lord. Oh Lord, praying and lifting up her mother, oh God. Oh Lord, we pray that you would continue to strengthen her, oh God. Be her strength, oh God. We could ask that you continue to bless her. Bless, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we thank you that right now, oh God, that restoration has come, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would continue to restore her body, restore her mind, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, that she would stand to her feet and shout glory. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, remember your word, oh God. We decree and declare, we pay her in today. We decree and declare victory over her life. Amen. Victory over every part of her being. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak to the spirit of ancient Ruth on today. Hallelujah. Be strengthened. Hallelujah.
Please
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you for a life and life in abundance, oh God. Oh Lord, we pray, oh God, that you keep on keeping, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to be the strength of our daughters, oh God. Be the strength of the caregiver, oh God. Oh Lord, we bless, oh God. We ask that you bless them, oh God, with your wisdom and knowledge on what to do when they don't know what to do, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, for restoration with them, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, oh God. Oh Lord, that you will continue to guide and keep up in the mighty way in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who may love and concern about it, Father. Knowing that all is in your hands, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, knowing that you don't sleep nor slumber. Amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you increase our faith, oh God. Oh, Lord, increase us all in love, oh God, that we would do all things in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, because you have commanded us to love one another. Thank you, Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Come on, let's give God some praise. My Lord, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes,
Cousin Bonnie.
Go ahead. Okay. Yeah. I just want to ask a special prayer for my mother, myself, my family. She just needs special prayer. She's been a little under the weather, and she's beginning to get a little confused. So if we could just all pray for her and pray for me, giving me the strength in order to go through this journey and to help her.
Because
I'm doing everything I can. I'm doing the best I can and all I can.
We know.
Amen.
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 We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace. We thank you, Lord God, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Laverne, Father God. And Lord, as she come with our faith this morning, oh God, believing, Lord, we ask that you help her with her unbelief to receive your miracle working power right now, God, that she can know that she can decree a thing and it shall be accepted, that she can speak healing over her life, healing over her body, healing over her mind and those that she love and all that's in her home, oh God. Lord, I ask right now, God, remove every spiritual blindness right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, anoint her head with your holy oil, oh God. Let it run all down, oh God. Let it run down to the soles of your feet. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray for restoration and the strength of your daughter, oh God, that you will be her strength, oh God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, heal every bone in the body, oh God. But Lord, my God, deliver from every hate, pain, and discomfort, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak healing to your body, strength to your bones, peace to your mind. Amen. In the mighty mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that joy is coming, overtaking you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for your help. We call upon your help right now, but we thank you for your ever-present help. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, which is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Walk that house, amen. Walk every room up. Everybody, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, those that you love and concerned about, oh God. Oh Lord, we pray right now for the life, health, and strength of a mother, amen. Hallelujah, we lift up our eight miracles today. And Lord, we pray that you will touch in a mighty way, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let breakthrough come in their healing, amen. Let breakthrough come in their peace, oh God. Fill up with so much joy right now. And we just want to say thank you. We come against the spirit of confusion. Right now, we command you to cease your work and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our mind and thoughts. Holy Spirit, bring back to our remembrance those things that the enemy is trying to get us to not remember. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who she is, who you called her to be, even at this age, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We
thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here come my boss here. Come on. We will not be defeated. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We are made to win.
Thank you, Lord.
We're already victorious on this side and the other side. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. My Lord, my
Hallelujah.
God. We just want to say thank you, Father.
What a God. Thank what you, a God.
Lord.
What a God.
The family God. Let a mother not be feeble,
what God.
Oh, Lord, strengthen her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Lord, divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. Lord, bless us, God, with long life and show us your salvation. And we just want to say thank you for it all, Father. We decree and declare that it is so. That every person the enemy has sent their way, Lord. Turn it around to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, turn it around, oh God. But we know you to be a God of turnaround. And we just want to say thank you for turning it all around for the good and the
thank
life of the
Lord.
Children. And this is
Jesus'
name we pray. To
Jesus
God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
darling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you, Bobby.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank
you. Stay in faith. Live there. Amen. Don't
Please.
Move back. Don't move to the side, the side. Don't move forward. Stay
That's
in
right.
faith. Live there. That's where God works a miracle. And we see God doing
yes,
it.
Does.
And believe in trust. He'll do
yes,
it again.
Yes,
amen.
Will
you trust him to do it again? Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You don't just do it one time.
Do
it. We wait to receive a new mercy, new grace. New mercy and new grace is just waiting on us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He does inside. He's overflowing. He's eternal. Amen. Amen. Of course, God bless you both. Amen. Cousin Earlene and Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I was thinking, with so much going on in our world, everyone on this planet needs prayer, and especially the kingdom, because they are increasing more and more, and I know personally what I could be a caregiver. Those people are really, really special, and they need prayer. And my heart goes out because I know what it's like. So just pray that a caregiver. We need God intervention, but He wants us to be encouraged and patient. He'll take care of it, but anyway, just pray for our world and the caregivers, please.
Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, we trust in you in all things, Lord. So, Father God, we come this day, oh God, touching and agreeing with your daughter, oh God, Earlene, this day, oh God, with our combined faith. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll move mighty in the earth, oh God. Lord, for you're the creator of all things, oh God, and nothing goes unnoticed, oh God. You know what's going on, oh God. Nothing just by chance happens, oh God. But, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, because you've given us the power and authority that we can decree a thing and it's established in this earth. So we decree and declare. We pick up that authority on today, and we use that authority and power that you've given us that we can decree a thing and it's
it shall be accepted. So we decree and declare, hallelujah, healing upon the earth. Amen. And that the wicked be purged out. Amen. And the wicked leaders be cast down right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That there be war no more, God. Oh, Lord, that, hallelujah, that confusion come upon the camp of the enemy, that they will turn on themselves. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We blind their eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. We hallelujah, deafen their ears and we silence their tongues, that they will not speak any evil. They will not hear our prayers or conversations. They will not be able to locate us in the spirit or the natural. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the crown victory upon the land of today over every home of God's children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you said if they not for you, that means that they're against you. Amen. So those that are against you, oh God, let them be destroyed.
Lord,
if they have not made a decision
prayer,
to give their life over to Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree the crown victory. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we stand on your promise of yes, amen. And we decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. We condemn every lie and tongue and death our lives right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every accusing tongue, we decree and declare it is destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Anyone from the camp of the enemy that's been sent to destroy them, to cause confusion, let them be cut down right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. We pray the peace and the protection and the strength of every caregiver, oh God. Oh Lord, that you will help me, that they will operate with wisdom and guidance counsel. In the name of Jesus Christ, that they will not grow weary in good doing. Amen. That you have a crown waiting for them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. I pray that they will all operate with kingdom and
thank you.
That they would not be caught up in their own emotions, but they would keep their mind stayed on you, that you'll keep them in perfect peace all the days of their life. Amen. That they would lean not to their own understanding. Amen. My Lord, that they would seek you, oh God, that you would give them the answers and the directions and instructions, oh God, that they would truly be blessed in their position. And we just want to say thank you. Let them find joy, oh God. Hallelujah. And knowing that you anointed them and appointed them, hallelujah, for such a time as this. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your
daughter.
And Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless your daughter. That you would continue to use her mighty, Father God. Oh, Lord, that your hedge of protection be around, oh God. Let your peace reign in every area of her life. Let her be filled with so much joy, oh God. We come against the spirit of loneliness right now. And we command you to cease your works and day at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Knowing that God is with you, filled, overflowing with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah, God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you,
God bless you, Cousin Arlene. We love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We bless your name, Father. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Go ahead. Amen.
Have mercy on us.
Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, Lord, for it.
Thank you.
Amen. Cousin Sean Denise, can you hear me? Maybe the line hung up on that. Okay, Cousin Sean Denise, you should be able to hear me now. Can you hear me now?
Okay, I just said I want to just thank God for not for what he's doing for us, but just for who he is. I thank God for you, Tavanika, for especially this
thank
word
you,
today. And I just want to say to my family members that are taking care of their mothers, just stand boldly. Just stand on his word. Because God got you.
Yes, right.
We've already prayed the prayers of confusion and help. Yes. And God got you.
Mm-hmm.
So just, and I'm just thankful this morning. I'm just thankful.
Thank you. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you so much, Cousin Sean Denise. We lift you up on today in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come lifting up your daughter, your servant, oh God. Lord, for she has a heart of God to serve and to do your will, oh God. Operate with your loving kindness. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to bless her. We pray for restoration, oh God. Anything that the enemy had taken or stolen from your daughter, Lord, let it be restored right now better than it was taken away. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, fill her with so much joy, unspeakable joy. Amen. In the mighty name of
yes. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let her receive the blessings of Zion. Amen. The blessing of Eden. Amen.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, your word said one planet, one water, but you give the increase, oh God. So we pray for increase of thy goodness in the life of your daughter right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, increase her in the understanding of your word, oh God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you for the life of your daughter, Shawn Denise. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, make her strong as the sons of Lebanon. Amen. Hallelujah. That she was still the walls of the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. And destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. That she was speaking things, oh God, and coming from your holy, hallelujah, holy place, oh God. That it would change the lives of multitudes. And we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank
you, Jesus. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, according to Isaiah 60 and 13, oh, let the beauty of Lebanon be upon the life of your daughter, Shawn Denise. And we just want to thank you for it right now. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We love you. We thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah,
amen.
God. Amen. My mother, Carol, God bless you, Mama. Go ahead. Mama, is your phone on mute?
For me.
Mama, Carol.
Yeah, it was on mute. I'm on my granddaughter phone trying to get out. I have a prayer for healing. Praying for both me and my husband, Dr. Neal, blood work, and he ain't found nothing but steady losing weight. I just don't want to use the word deteriorate. But he feel good, but he still, like, losing weight. You kind of, like, feel the bones and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I pray for they find out what it is, you know. So
basically,
my prayer.
So
my Lord,
for him.
My Lord, my God.
Go to so
God knows.
Amen. Yes,
he knows. God knows.
Amen.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we come giving you all praise, glory, and honor. We just thank you, Father God, for answered prayers right now for the life of your daughter and her husband, oh God. And Lord, we come praying, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, on one accord with combined faith. And Lord, I pray that you will increase the faith of your daughter and her husband right now to receive the healing that you have for them. Amen. Knowing that it's already done. We come against the spirit of affliction right now. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we decree and declare victory that it is so. Amen. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough in their healing. Amen. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare restoration has come. Amen. Oh, Lord, let every organ, every cell, every part of his body be restored right now. Oh, Lord, restore him, oh God, in thy kingdom. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, when the enemy has thrown them into darkness, oh God, we pray right now that your light so shines where the word says, where the light is, darkness cannot comprehend. So we decree and declare the light upon his life right now, that the enemy has to loose him now. Loose your daughter in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anything that they have entered into, oh God, unknown is to them, oh God. Hallelujah, but the deceitfulness of Satan is worked up. Oh, Father God, let them be delivered, oh God, for your word says when the righteous cry out, that you deliver them out of all their troubles, oh God. So we come crying out on today that they may be delivered from all their troubles, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Anything that's not of you, we decree and declare that it must go out of the life of your daughter, that it must go out the life of your son, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for divine position, Lord, that you would position your daughter and son, that they may receive their healing, that they may receive their deliverance right now, in the very name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of destruction. We come against the spirit of confusion. We come against the spirit of doubt. We come against the spirit of double-mindedness. And we command you to cease your works, die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every sickness, every disease, every ache, pain, and discomfort, whatever it is that the enemy is causing, because we belong to enemy. To enter in the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to cease your works, die at the root and come out. You've been exposed. Hallelujah. Any spirit that's hiding behind them, we command you to cease your works, die at the root and come out. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God.
Lord, have mercy.
Never healed, O God. If it don't have enough faith, O God, by our faith, O God, let him be healed. By our faith, O God, let your daughter be healed. By our faith, O God, let them be delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on now. We thank you, Father God. We decree and declare this show. Let peace reign in their lives and their home. Let the Holy Spirit walk every room and touch everybody in the place. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, every door, amen, every window, amen, every piece of clothing, every food that they may eat, everything that they will partake into their bodies, let it be blessed and bring healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, bless their food, bless the water that they drink, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, healing may come in, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and manifest in their body. We declare the healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us speak to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We don't come just to be doing something. We come to leave it on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, we thank you for the testimony of being birthed right there in the life of your daughter and her husband. Amen. Hunk out of us. Oh, we bless your name, God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. What God is showing me, the Holy Spirit of the living God shows me, is the spirit of affliction. And we pray against that spirit of affliction that's on there. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. He got a decree and declare that he will not be able to be fooled anymore by the enemy, by the trick of the enemy. He has to get in position. That he is doing is not working. Amen. He can just keep on doing it just to satisfy the flesh. But God is calling him to operate in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God. There's some things that he needs to fast from. We're not talking about food. There's some things that's going on in his life, in your life, that you all need to fast from. You need to come aside. You need to take your hands off the things of this world and come aside for a moment so God can do what he said he will do. Amen. Hallelujah, but you got to get out the way, amen, and let God have his way. What are you saying? I'm saying come aside. Let those things go of this world.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Trust God in it all and for it all because he's waiting on you both so he can work a miracle. Hallelujah. Come on now. Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is able. You may not understand, but you can come to your Father and say, Father, I don't understand. He said, talk to me a little bit more. Hallelujah. You don't have to be told what to say. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will give you what to say if you just come and just get in the space. Even if you don't know what to say or open your mouth, just get me still. And hallelujah, welcome the Holy Spirit and just take over and watch God have his way. I was on the phone this morning at 5 a.m. with some sisters praying this morning at 5 in the morning. And one of the sisters got on the line. She said, I asked my son, who is 7 years old, can you pray for a long time? Can you pray all night? She said, our baby began to pray. And he was still praying at 5 in the morning. She said, the Holy Spirit came in and touched the chapel. I want you to know that God is able. If he can do it in a child, he can do it in you. If you just get in position, all the child had to do is get in position. He didn't just get in position, but he believed enough to get in position. She said, the Holy Spirit came and hit the child, and he began to speak in tongues, and everybody in the house said, we feel the Holy Spirit. I want you to know if you just get in position, believe it enough and get in position, you ain't got to believe me, because God did not send, he sent his only begotten son, Jesus the Christ, and Jesus said it is finished. He said it is finished, it is done, so now you can get in position and receive.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Be new in Christ. Yes, hallelujah. My God,
yes,
my God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord ain't working. Oh. How do we know that you called
yes,
to be new? It ain't working either.
Yes.
You got to give it all over. You got to surrender completely all over
yes,
to God.
Yes,
you can't be lukewarm. The Bible said he will spit
yeah.
you out his
yes.
mouth. You either going to be hot or you going to be cold. You got a choice
yeah.
today because you still have life. What will you choose?
Hallelujah.
I want to tell you today, mother. I want to tell you today,
pray,
all
pray,
that's on the line. Why you still
yes,
have time? Make the choice.
Thank you,
God. Come on, come on, come on. We thank the Holy Spirit for your presence on this line right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a made up mind. I pray that we all have a made up mind to follow Jesus, that
yeah.
we will not turn
yeah.
back. Hallelujah. Because that's what the devil wants you to do. We know the Bible tells us they're not wise. She looked back and she turned into a pillow of salt. I pray that we won't look back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God. Hallelujah, God.
You did it.
High bullshit.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
We bless your name, God. We bless your name, Father. We love you, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, God, oh, God.
Lord.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. I lift my hands up to you and I surrender, Father. I give it all over to you. Hallelujah. I give it all over to you, God.
Oh, God,
oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh,
God. God bless you, Mother. I love you. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ain't allowed to thank God bless you. Go ahead if you're still on the line. Hallelujah.
I'm still here.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm looking for this prayer line. We can
Amen.
Get some. I can hear my sisters, and we used to be able to get together, but we've all gotten older now. We can't travel like we used to. We
Amen.
Know that. I know that we all love each other. And with prayer, I can hear them every Saturday morning. I'd be waiting to hear how they are doing, even though I'm not
yes,
able to them. So I'm so thankful for that, and I'm thankful for you, and I'm thankful that you took time out to bring
yes,
us
yes.
and let us know
yes.
that we're all okay. Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Father. Amen.
Thank
yes.
you,
Lord.
Thank
you.
Amen. God bless you. We love you so much. We thank God for you. We lift you up right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We lift us all that you love and concerned about, your children, your grandchildren. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, your sisters. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank you, Father God. And we
yes.
ask that you continue to bless our ain't alive today,
right,
Father God, that you would continue to keep her in a mighty way, Father God. Let your hand be upon her life always, Father God. Let rivers of living water flow from her, oh, God. Amen. In the mighty
oh,
name
yes,
of Jesus
oh,
Christ,
yes.
in life to all that's around her, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we pray for restoration, oh, God. We pray for wholeness and newness of life, good health and strength that coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus
yes.
Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for your goodness, Father God. Oh, Lord, for your words that you would not withhold any good things from your children. And I thank you, Lord God, that
yes.
he is your child. We are your children. So we thank you for your goodness right now.
Thank
we thank you,
you
for your
thank
faithfulness,
you,
Father God. And it's in Jesus' name
yes,
we
Lord.
Pray that we bless you for God be the glory. Amen,
yes.
amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you.
Thank
Eliza
you.
Jane, we love you so much. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Glory to God again. Just continue prayers for this family. Prayers for my cousins as they take care of their moms, my beautiful aunts. I love them. I love my cousins. I just love everyone here on the line. And just thanking God for just another beautiful day. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and as we come, oh God, on one accord with your daughter Kim, with all faith and all that she petitioned in prayer today, Lord, we ask that you move mighty, oh God, and all, oh God, every family member and loved one, oh God, and Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will continue to increase us in your word, oh God, and your goodness, that we will walk according to your will, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we ask, oh God, that you will continue to bless in a mighty way, Father God, and Lord, we thank you for your help, oh Lord, Lord, we pray for your help, and we thank you for your help, oh God. And we bless your holy name, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will open up the way where it seems to be in the way, oh God, in the life of your children. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God. God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Kim. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning, family. I love you all, and I want you to pray for the family. And pray for my brother-in-law who had a stroke and he lost his voice. And pray for my uncle that's going to be 89. He's going to be 89 years old tomorrow, Uncle Buddy. Some of them may know him on the phone. And he's still taking his walks every day. And I thank the Lord for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to pray for the family and all our children. And I love everyone on the line. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We come and agreeing, oh God, touching and agreeing, Father God, for your word. Says, well, there are two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing. There you are in the midst. Then we ask in Jesus' name back to produce. And Lord, we ask, oh God, according to your will, as we touch and agree, oh God, with your daughter this day, Lord God, move mighty in the life of those that she called names on this line today, Father God, and all that she loved and concerned about. Lord, we pray for multiplied blessings, oh God, in our favor and your hedge of protection around all. And Lord, oh God, we ask, oh God, fill us all, oh God, with so much joy, unspeakable joy, and we thank you for it all. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Oh, yes.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I made a mistake on my uncle. Excuse me, I made a mistake on my uncle age. He'll be 98 tomorrow.
Amen.
He'll be 98.
My Lord, my God. Yes. Oh, Lord, we thank you for keeping our uncle, Lord God, and blessing him 98 years and count and more, God.
Yes.
And we thank you for the more life, oh God, more strength, more grace, more mercy, oh God, more blessings, more favor, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, more wisdom, amen, hallelujah, more knowledge that coming from you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for you are God of more than enough. So we thank you for the more, for her uncle, and it's in Jesus' name we pray that we bless them, we lift them up. To God be the glory, amen, amen, and amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. Cousin Doretha, we love you. We thank God for you. At this time, I'm going to close us out in prayer here, quickly here, just a prayer of just closing the breaches and hedges in our life in the name of Jesus. And God, multiply blessings upon our life. Before we wrap up here, as the time is winding down here on the line, God bless everyone. I just pray that you all continue to pray for me and my family, my husband, as he's traveling to celebrate his grandmother's 88th birthday, I believe, today. He's traveling to Louisiana. So we pray traveling grace and mercies for him and his little daughter that he's taking with him on the road. And I just pray for my children and grandchildren, everyone, you know, just continue prayers and support and pray for the world, the peace of the world. It's in Jesus' name I pray. To God be the glory. Let us pray here. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for answering prayers for all that was petitioned on the line today. Father God, I ask right now, Jesus' name, oh God, that you would continue to use us mighty for your glory. Father God, I thank you for the great testimony that's been birthed on this line. Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless this line, that it will remain established, oh God, for many years to come, from generation to generations, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you for it all. Lord, we realize that had not been for you, Father God, where will we be at this 10 o'clock hour each morning on Saturday, oh God? Oh, Lord, but we thank you that you've allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, oh God, that we can receive, oh God. Hallelujah, we can't thank you enough. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you did it all. We're able to come and receive from our Heavenly Father. Lord, we bless your holy name. And right now, we decree and declare the power and authority that you've given us. According to Ecclesiastes 10 and 8. We close up any breach in our life that would give Satan and demons access in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for every broken hedge in our life to be restored right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Amen. We repent and receive forgiveness for any sin that has opened the door for any spirit to enter and operate in our lives and those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to Ephesians 4:27, we decree and declare Isaiah 58:12 that we are a rebuilder of the wall and a repairer of the breach. Amen. We renounce our crooked speech that would cause a breach in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to Proverbs 15:4, we bind up all breaches, O Lord, according to Isaiah 30:26. Amen. We decree and declare Nehemiah 4:7. Amen. That every breach be stopped in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That our walls be salvation and our gates praise. Amen. We pray for a hedge of protection around our mind, body, finances, possession, and family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove all false burdens placed on our life by leaders of churches of people. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let your anointing break the enemy's burden from off our neck and let every yoke be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, remove our shoulder from every burden. We cast our cares upon you, Heavenly Father, for your word says that you care. It is you that sustains us. Brother God, I ask in Jesus' name, amen, that through Christ we be redeemed from the curse and the anchor of God has turned into a blessing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let the blessing of anchor be upon our life. Hallelujah, we will lie down and rest in the valley of anchor, amen. We will live in the valley of blessing and enjoy the blessings of anchor. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you have brought us to your valley of blessing, and we will enjoy the peace and prosperity of anchor. We decree and declare according to Psalm 23:1, you are our shepherd and we shall not want. And we thank you for Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. God bless your family and all that's on the line today. And I lift up my niece, Twan, and Sister Sharon Gordon, and her cousin Connie on today, and I pray that God will continue to bless them and keep them and divinely intervene in every situation that's concerning them and turn it all around for their good. I pray for restoration for their life. Hallelujah. Peace to their mind and joy, unspeakable joy. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. We bless them as we lift them up today. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At this time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. We're going to start with Aunt Bernstein. God bless you. Go ahead.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for you. Amen. I love you.
Amen.
Bye.
I love you. We love you too, Aunt Bernstein. Glory to God. Aunt Classy, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to say amen. All my sisters
amen.
On the line, y'all know I love you. I love you till the day I die.
Yes,
Jesus.
We know.
Thank God for the
amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you too, Aunt Classy. Hallelujah. Jamil, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you for the prayers today.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Welcome. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and A.T. with the name. God bless you. Bless you. Cousin Brenda Gale and A.T. with the name. Are you still there?
We thank you. We love you.
Thank you.
God bless you. God keep you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, wonderful week. God be the glory.
Amen.
Love my family.
Amen. Amen. We love
Amen.
You too. God bless you. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for your wonderful prayers and praying for us in this prayer line. Thank you, Tony. Amen.
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 Glory to God. God bless you. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, we love you so much. Amen. Cousin Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you for your prayer covering us all. And to God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Earlene. We love you so much. Hallelujah, God. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Mama Carolyn, go ahead. Mama.
Amen. Thank you for the prayer. And may God give everyone whatever they ask for. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Y'all hanging in there, ones that stay at home, taking care of their mamas. Y'all just hang on in there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God bless everyone on the line. I look forward to being back in position next Saturday. I hope you all will be in position as well next Saturday, just thanking God, not taking it for granted, and just being gracious to all that God is doing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and being gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that your total obedience will bring you total deliverance. God is with you. Whatever is before you will be defeated, because the God who serve, because the God you serve is the God for whom nothing is impossible. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life through the forgiveness of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. It's in Jesus' name we pray that we come together, we are saved, we believe, we receive. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless y'all. Have a blessed week. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
And have a good
day. Come up, oh, I want to feel. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear you say what.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed.